Just one halakha regarding the laws of Birkat HaHamma. הרואה את גלגל החמה במקום שנתלה על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא ביום הרביעי לבריאת העולם מברך ברכת עושה מעשה בראשית. This is a halakha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Chavtet in Sa'if Bet, that it's talking about over here that if a person sees the sun in the same exact spot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hung it when he created the world, and the sun was hung on a Wednesday, so when that position repeats itself in history, so one has to make a beracha on the sun at that point. V'ne'iyazu titachen rak pam achat l'28 shana baboker yom revi'i b'shavua barbi'i בניסן, כשחוזר מחזור גדול של חמה ונופלת תקופת ניסן במזל שבתאי בתחילת ליל רביעי בשבוע. This can only happen once every 28 years, and it happens in the month of ניסן, and it happens on a Wednesday. וראוי לברך מיד בראייה ראשונה שרואהו. בכל מקום, אם לא ברך בראייה ראשונה, יברך בראייה שנייה. So again, we're going to see exactly, but we see over here that every 28 years there is a beracha that's made. It's called Birkat HaHamma. Happens to be that it falls out this year, Erev Pesach is the time to make the beracha on a Wednesday, no less. Now the question is, when is the proper time to make this beracha? So he writes, תחילה ראוי לראות את גלגל החמה וברך את ברכת החמה מיד אחר נצח חמה. Right after Netzach HaMa, right after sunrise, if there's a zirizim, makdimim, the mitzvot. People that want to do the mitzvot in the quickest way possible, so they make it at Netzach HaMa. That's the way Maran HaChida brings that in Siman Esh Kaftet, Od Zayin, and the Chetzad HaLafim as well. Only question is, certain people themselves like to pray Netzach HaMa. So he writes, Bekol HaKom Mishenoheg Netpalet Tefilat Shalit by Netzach HaMa, Yitpalet Tefilat Shalit Techila, pray Shacharit first, miyad ahar tefillah yibarech berkat hachama. And that's the inyan. It seems tefillah b'netzach hachama is more significant than making berkat hachama at netzach hachama. And therefore that would be more proper to follow. And right after the tefillah b'netz, then to go outside and make the berakah. V'chein nagu b'arbe kilot, שביום שמברכים בו ברכת החמה, משכימים להתפלל שחרית בנצח חמה. They pray נצח חמה early that morning, ואחר התפילה, מברכים כל הסיבור המתפללים את ברכת החמה ברוב עם. That's the Kafahim brings down this מנהג, and there's Kaftet Ot Yud Gimal. Furthermore, that's the way Hakam Avayah brings down as well, in Yehavedat Chelek Dalet. In any event, he writes, ונהגו לומר לפני הברכה מזמורי תהילים, they say certain tehillim ashayachim ne'anyan kegon mezmor chavtet u'mezmor kuf memchet v'chen nagu lomar parashat v'yomer elokim yehi me'orot u'ki ha'shamayim ad v'yair v'yibok l'yom rebi'i v'achar ha'beracha nagu lomar el adon ha'kol ha'ma'asim maruch u'burak v'yom ha'shama shomim b'berkat yoseh b'shabbat. That the Kavahim brings down as well as the Ben Ish Chai. V'yesh shenagu lomar gam alenu l'shabayach. Okay, that's brought down. Hatam Sofer brings it. It's also brought down in the Mishnah Berurah there. Kafahim does not bring down to say Alan and Shabbat, but again, some have the Minhag as well. In any event, V'sarik Lansidam, that's the problem with Alan and Shabbat. Shebesha'a Shemru V'anachlo Mishtachavim, Lefteh Melech Melchia Melechim, Lo Yishtachavu El Mula Hama. They're not bowing down towards the sun. They should bow to the side so it doesn't look like they're worshiping the sun. That's what Chavadiyah says in Yehaveh Da'at in Chalek Dalet Siman Yitchet Ot Yudbet. In any event, this is something that we should anticipate. Be'ezrat Hashem, B'sha'ah Tova Mustarat. Like I said, Erev Pesach will be Wednesday this year, and that's when we're able to make this berakah. So it would be proper again to pray Netzach HaMa that morning, and then also to make the beracha as early as possible right after the tefillah, Virov Am, Hadrat Melech.